Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church just days away, Christians are feeling the pressure in Pakistan as emergency rule continues. Johan Kandelin, Executive Director of the World Evangelical Alliance's Religious Liberty Commission, says,
"There is no rule of law right now. Christians are being arrested and human rights workers are being arrested, and they are not being taken to court, so nobody knows where they are. Radio, television is not working, and mobile phone network are cut down."
While Islamists were Musharraf's targets, Christians and others have been the focus. Next, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is responding to Mexico's devastating floods. The IMB is supporting relief efforts conducted by local churches. Congregations are planning a relief convoy to Tabasco once roads become passable. Southern Baptist field partners are also helping pastors offer the appropriate spiritual response to victims of the disaster. Pray for church leaders as they become the hands and feet of Christ in this crisis. And a growing church movement in North America is substituting compassion for consumerism at Christmas. It's called the Advent Conspiracy. Living Water International's Stan Patterak says participating groups will take an offering just before Christmas made up of the money saved through resisting materialism, focusing instead on relational giving. Patterak says with these funds, groups like LWI will find ways to show the love of Christ.
"We tend to really celebrate Christmas in the shopping mall. What would it look like to divert this spending to really fund clean water projects? With the extravagance that's given through Christmas gifts, compare that to the basic necessity of clean water."
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.